You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Yeah, we're live.
En vivo.
Okay, in Spanish and English. We're both wearing green for no reason, just as we planned it.
Right. Well, I mean, what a lovely coincidence.
Right? Come on, right? On this, the final week before you become a married man.
Correct. Or just a man, right? Yeah.
she's making you, she's making a man out of you, dude.
Okay.
This. Oh, dude, yo, you're going to have the honeymoon. I'm going to have to explain what sex is to you.
I mean, this is the time to do it. Okay, why not do it? I can learn about the birds and the bees live on YouTube.
Turns out the birds and the bees. Fuck, dude.
Whoa, hold on. Hold on.
Look, no one explained it to me in these English terms, so I'm just guessing.
You're telling me that stinger goes where?
Well, look out, folks. It's going to leave a bump for 9 months. Shouts to Joe Whitlock already here. Hey, yo, back after a two-week hiatus. Did I miss anything? We weren't gone for 2 weeks.
No, Joe was on a two-week hiatus.
You scared me, Joe Whitlock. These dudes says, my dudes, what's up, my guy? John Carl Tritt said, what was it we were talking about again? It's been a minute.
Meaning we went as soon as we went live, it's just like already picking up from the last episode.
Right where we left off. Imagine we did that. The only TV show I ever saw that did that. I used to get annoyed when I was a kid when like a commercial would come up, mm-hmm. and then they would come back in a different scene. I'm like, no, it should be like a movie that got paused.
Right.
I think it was Dukes of Hazzard was the only one who ever did that. They used to show repeats.
Damn.
And I was like,
bro, how old are you watching Dukes of Hazzard?
on my purpose black and white TV. Bro, I didn't have cable until I was like 14, bro. I was watching all these.
Jeez, you're watching TV in the I Love early Lucy. 70s?
Jeez. You know what's funny? Every once in a while, I'll make a reference and even people be like, damn, son.
Damn.
Were you around during the Prohibition?
During Prohibition? Like, bro, did like aliens take you for like 12 years and you just missed? No, I'm just saying, like, they took you away off of the earth for 12 years and you have no other references after you got back.
When you grew up without cable, this is prior to just watching whatever you want on the internet.
Uh-huh.
When you didn't have cable growing up, it was a wrap. You had to watch whatever was on these damn corny ass channels.
All the hip young kids that are watching us right now be like, damn, I didn't know I was supporting these old dudes.
First of all, they're like, ew, what's cable? They don't even know. What's up? Paolo Nelson says, was good. We got Michael Raymond. Obviously, a bunch of on a 13-inch black and white TV, smacking the side of it, trying to get the right channels.
What's the first TV you remember having?
My grandmother's, bro. It was the one that's like a piece of furniture in the living room.
Yeah,
right. They got the doors. The speakers were doors, and it had a
suicide doors.
Huh? Yeah, that shit scissored up. You know what I mean?
Bro, all that.
25-inch rims on that bitch. Spinning TV, bro. No, and that was like the only TV we were like, we weren't allowed to touch it. It's still alive. You can't turn it on, but it's got a bunch of photos on top of it, so we can't ever remove
it. Right, yeah.
It takes up a third of the living room. And I just remember that, like, my mother made us, when we were young, my mother was like, everyone go to sleep at 8 o'clock. That was our curfew when we were like little kids.
Yeah.
But I remember they would be wide. We could hear the TV on, so I would sneak down and look over the stairs. Like, you know, like in TV when like, or movies, they have the kid looking to see if Santa's coming.
Right.
You know, they kind of go to like right where the railings start on the stairs. That's what I would do to watch TV.
Wow.
So I got to see like adult TV, which turns out it's just like late night TV. And then like my mom would be laughing at like, you know, whatever, Jay Leno jokes. And I'm yo, word.
Whoa, the 4,000th Monica Lewinsky joke from Jay Leno.
And check. But that was it. That's when I was like, what? And then adults would have parties. But you know how Latinos are. Like if a kid wakes up at a party, you're now part of the party.
Right.
No one tells you to go back to bed. You're like, all right, well, I guess you're going to have to dance with your mom.
Hey, everybody, there's a baby here.
It's 2 in the morning. Let's boom, 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 boom. Next thing you know, you're dancing salsa with your mom. It's fucking 2 in the morning. And by the way, you got to go to school. My mother used to say this word for word. The only way you miss school is if you're in a stretcher.
Wow.
That's it.
Damn, your mom sounding like Marcelo Bielsa, dog.
Yo. And she had stats, bro.
She was checking body fat. Like, 82%. We can't have this.
Diablo. That's at least 4 or 5% too much, Alexis. My grand screen TV had a dial on it like it was an oven. Yeah, tick, 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 tick for just to start the TV. Operated by foot pedal like an old sewing machine. The first TV I remember was the one that my grandfather built himself into the wall.
Whoa.
Damn.
Now, this was the original flat screen.
Abuelo has the drills out. This was getting all the insulation out of there.
We don't need this. Yeah, it's cold in the winter, but we got TV in the wall.
The TV's going to keep you warm.
Auto close to the television, kids.
Justin Freeman said, Alexis pulled out all the stops to see the grainiest of boobs on TV. Bro, we had a, when we finally got cable, the first one we had was a bootleg box.
Okay.
And that had all the channels, but there was a setting on it so you could scramble the porn channels. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. Scramble it all you want. It's enough. When you are a young man, it don't matter if it's okay. Just a titty surrounded by squiggly lines. It's a titty.
Yeah. My, squiggly lines and a boy's imagination can get you far.
Bro, it don't matter. I was making squiggly lines my own now that I think about it.
All right, everybody. Here look we at are. This. Hello. Yes. This is a lovely, the phone is ringing here. We are.
That's right.
We're at OSNYC.
We're getting a phone call from 1998. It needs to be answered.
But shouts to OS for always welcoming here us on Mondays. This is the premier gaming space in New York City.
It should be the only one on your list. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to come here? You want to play Super Smash Brothers? Go ahead. You want to come here? You want to play NBA Jam, because I could see it. Come here. If you want to play a racing game in them actual seats with like the real wheel that like Lewis mm-hmm. Hamilton be fucking around with, you get in here and fuck around a little bit. We got it. You want to stream? We're not the only ones doing it, baby.
This is starting to sound like a late night commercial for like
you too.
You too can play. You want to hear mess around a little bit? Some of these video games, I don't understand them. But these
who
kids,
knows? My nephew installed them all.
But these kids seem to enjoy it. But no, even if you want to, play Fortnite, Call of Duty, any other console
Fortnite,
matches,
Fit Night, Six Night, it don't matter.
All right. And if you want to even stream, you don't have a streaming setup at home and you want to do that, you can't see it on camera right now, but we're looking at a stream box.
They got like a soundproof room where you can stream from. It's pretty dope. You can hang out in there. You could do voiceovers for your games, whatever you want to do in there. Go for it. You know, I'm trying to think what else you could do here. I don't know, man. There's a bunch of computers. There's PS5s. There's Nintendo Switches
and the Cooligans are here.
Also a bar with great drinks. You can get an old fashioned, a gimlet, a Manhattan, a dirty gin martini, a daiquiri, a mezcal margarita, a cosmopolitan, an espresso martini. They got mocktails.
Look
bro.
At this. Alexis is a server. Now.
You want mocktails, my G? Come get them.
All right. So we're excited to be here. Welcome. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome
hey, Christopher Alphabebby said, right. First time watching it live. And damn, this shit is 10 times funnier. Well, thank you. happens when we upload, though? That's not worrying me a little bit.
It is 10
bit.
Times less funny.
Ouch.
Wow.
What is my mic off? And it's only Chris. What happens? Did I ever tell you that the first time I ever recorded any podcast whatsoever, it was me and my buddy. We went to a bar to do it at in the back room, and his mic was on, mine was off. So all you hear is him going, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For 3 hours.
Nice. Yeah. All right. I mean, I'm sure it was a successful episode.
We still upload it now, Johnny. You want to come here and scramble a TV from 1996? Get in here, baby. You want to? How much Patreon to watch Alexis play Elden Ring? LMFAO.
Yeah, that is a game.
I hope it's a video game. Don't put none in my butt. Emissions Production says, yo, as a Welshman that has to live with years of headache, I'm so excited for the World Cup, man. Last time we played in the tournament, a 17-year-old Pele knocked us out in 1958. Dang, you
know. Alexis was watching that on his black and white television.
I remember that day. Yo, imagine a 17-year-old Pele would knock you out the last time you were in the World Cup. Yo, Pele's 143 years old, dude.
So, we're going to be talking about, now that the World Cup is set in stone, we know who's going to be playing. We're going to be talking about that. We have a lot to discuss. As always, anything, any topics you think that we should cover, please put it in the chat.
Real quick, before Christian does it, my name is Alexis, and that's Christian. Okay.
There we go. We're both stand-up comics. Yeah, we're the Cooligans.
It's a funny show. Thank you for watching. Boom. Thank you for listening.
It is 10 times funnier if you're watching live, so now you know.
Now you got to become a member, because it gets even funnier. And if you're a Patreon member, you get access to a whole lot of exclusive stuff, including that cool video that we did when we were in Paris. We went on a romantic trip to Paris, apparently.
You want to see us on a date in Paris? Look,
I'm not going to tell you what's in there, but at one point, Christian yells out, "Too much butter." Now, make of that what you will. Imagine this whole feed was scrambled.
Okay. Alexis is in there just, you know, aggressively playing Elden Ring, all right? You know what I mean.
I think you guys catch our drift. Get in there and get a mocktail. When he started, he goes, "You want to play Elden Ring?" I said, "Hey, get in here and fuck around a little bit."
Okay. You want to play Elden Ring? Just don't tell my wife.
Shouts to Nitra M. He said he saw the World Cup with them squiggly lines.
Nice, bro.
Shouts to Eagle Eye Football in the chat. Which one we call it? Such Paolo, a sexy video, says Paolo.
Paolo is on the Patreon, so he's seen it. Okay. So it checks out. All right.
Hold on a second. Apparently, my wife forgot our schedule. Hey, baby girl.
Okay.
I'm literally live right now on YouTube. Recording the podcast. You good? Uh-huh. She goes, "You live on."
With food in her mouth, by the way, which is once again how you know I married the right woman.
Right, yeah.
I gotta go, baby girl.
Bye.
Okay.
I thought it had to be an emergency because she knows I do this. I've only done this for 7 years.
Okay. I mean, look, you don't come here for the professionalism, all right?
We got
a lot of stuff to do. Okay.
With food in her mouth, calls me.
I mean,
buddy, text.
at least it's better than when you just do the show with food in your mouth, which happens as well.
We did that the first time we streamed live from here.
Yeah, yeah.
The staff was nice enough to order us pizza, and everyone who listened instead of watching was like, "Please don't ever do that again." You guys were just like, for an hour.
Okay, so where to begin today?
Paolo Nelson said she heard about the Elden Ring. Yo, what bullshit are you talking?
Nick Red just said, "No, we want to hear this," referring to the phone call. I got to give a shout out to Nick Red. This has been unbelievable. Nick Red gave me and Helene a wedding gift.
Incredible.
Thank you
so much.
I
didn't even do that.
Yeah, Alexis has no interest in doing that. But unbelievable. Thank you. Not necessary, but very, very much appreciated. This wedding
beautiful
is so expensive.
Okay, I'm not in the wedding party, so that limits what I have to give, right? If you're in the wedding party, you have to give a bigger gift, right?
I have no idea how it works, nor do I care.
You don't?
No.
Okay, well then I'll stop talking now.
Yeah.
So you'll be happy with whatever I give you? Fair enough.
I have literally no expectations. I've never been married before. In my next wedding, I'll let you know.
Well, listen, I hate to tell you what happens a day or two after your wedding, but get prepared for the Elden Ring, my friend. Robin Zagini said, "Nutmeg Cam needs a return." No, I miss Nutmeg.
Yeah.
Christopher Alphaby says, "Nutmeg Cam needs a return. He's too big. He doesn't play in the pen."
he's a lot more independent than he used to be.
Still yippy.
Still, he's not that yippy.
Yippy. Do you still have to play with him outside with like that 50-foot cord on him?
I don't have to, but in general, I just need to take him on a long walk or something for about 20 to 30 minutes every day, and he's fine. Usually,
you got to tire him out.
Yes, yes. Dogs need to be tired because they can't live with their thoughts.
Yeah.
It's
a heavy anxiety being in a relationship with you guys.
Dogs have they need to do something and be tired. Otherwise, they realize that they're alive.
So you know? Should Shakira have brought PK on a couple of walks? Maybe he would have been.
Are you calling him a dog?
I mean, man, look. You heard what happened.
Should we start there? Because I think, look.
We will talk about whales, for
we will
sure.
talk about whales, and we'll get to all the football, but we got to get.
D-Stu says, I miss Alexis complaining about nutmeg barking. I got to be honest, I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all.
He doesn't bark throughout the day now. He doesn't start barking, probably.
I'm the one who edits the audio. It was atrocious.
He was a puppy. It's like getting mad at a baby crying.
No, I got mad at you for getting a puppy while we have to record shows from home. I'm not mad at the dog. I'm mad at the dog's owner.
Robin Tagini said, a tired dog is a happy dog. You see? when they have energy, they're miserable.
Christian getting existential. I miss D interrupting more often. Yeah. She's still doing it, which is cool.
Imagine I said that about your wife.
I would have turned it into a joke. I could care less. At least when we were home, she interrupted with food, which was the coolest way to interrupt.
Well, it benefits you and you alone.
100%. And the show, because then I get to be happier. A full Alexis is a relaxed Alexis.
Okay.
What was that old lady? The old lady who was like, in order to be happy, you have to keep his balls empty and his stomach full. Have you ever heard this before?
Why is an old lady saying this?
I don't know, dude. What conversations do you have with old women?
What is this wise woman?
She said, if you want a man to be happy, you got to keep his stomach full and his balls empty. That's what she said.
Jeez.
Maybe I should put that in the wedding card for Elaine. It's a little tidbit.
I don't know how weddings work. Feel free. I don't know the rules. Is that inappropriate?
I got you the gift of good advice. That's what I got you.
Here's the bumper sticker.
Got that dog so in him, says it got his cobra. If dogs do exercise, they're stuck thinking about 17-year-old Pele knocking whales out of the World Cup. Chris Matata, hilarious.
Okay, let's get started. Let's start. All right. Shakira and Piqué. Gerard Piqué.
11 years.
12 years.
By the way, Paulo Nelson said, this is the same thing for Alexis, to be honest. We got to tire him out. I got the cold brew, baby. Not going to happen today.
Okay.
So rumors started spreading late last week that Gerard Piqué and Shakira were breaking up. Nothing official.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rumor was that Piqué got caught cheating on her.
Yes.
And then the rumor continued.
It's really snowballed into an absolute.
Here's what I say. Don't just tell me what happened. Get in there and tell me how it happened is what I want to know. Supposedly, this has not been confirmed yet, but apparently.
Apparently, Shakira did not keep PK's stomach full and balls, balls empty.
Someone else took care of that second part, bro. And it turns out that person was player, a co-worker of his mom.
A peer.
Oh, my God. A teammate's mom.
Yeah.
Was it Pablo or Pedro Gavi? Pablo Gavi.
I don't know his first. No, it's Gavi.
Gavi. Gavi's mom and Gerard Piqué apparently had a little tryst.
Pablo.
Pablo.
His full Gavi. Name is Pablo Martín Páez Gavira, but he goes by Gavi.
Jesus Christ, the Spanish. Just as many names as you can get in there. We don't need to remember everyone your family married into. You know what I mean? We've heard of players banging other players' wives.
We have heard of it. Oh, no, not only have we heard of it, we look for it at all times.
I mean, we keep asking.
we accuse people of it.
We walk into the locker rooms, we're like, hey, anyone here banging anyone else's wife? No? All right. When you guys start to play Elden Ring, we'll be back.
playing it close to the vest, I see. Yeah.
Okay, you want us to keep investigating. Very cool. We'll find it. Eagle Eye Football says, PK went waka waka cheating on Shakira. The Gavi rumors apparently aren't true. Yeah, that's what they want you to think.
Who's they?
Right? Gavi and his mother. They want you to think that's not true. But here's the thing. And I'm not excusing this in any way, shape, or form. All I will say is, so far in our lifetimes, the women who've been cheated on, Shakira, Beyonce, and J-Lo. If they're not safe, is anything sacred, dude?
What does this say exactly? It doesn't matter how like famous or successful these people might be. They're still, I guess like cheating is like this great equalizer where we're all it can happen to any of us at any time. Yeah,
it's a Walking Dead now all of a sudden.
Okay, nobody's safe. All's fair in love and war.
It's in all of us. It just comes out when we die, dude. It's been hips. Colo Blanco says Shakira's hips don't lie, but PK does. here's the thing, though, and I'm not excusing this at all because it's bad if you're in a relationship. Get out of the relationship if you want to bang somebody else, or tell your partner maybe they agree with it. You know, wouldn't happen in my life.
Yeah, yeah. This,
I can tell you this right now.
A lot of
if I show up in an arm sling and traction, that means I suggested this. But here's the thing. If you're in a relationship with a professional athlete, male or female, or anything in between, don't you kind of expect that they're doing dirt? Isn't it like the Sopranos kind of thing of like, don't embarrass me?
You gotta be like an expert in at least statistics when you're getting involved. You're like, what are the possibilities that I could get played out here?
Right.
And you gotta go in that, even if it's a athlete, even if it's like the star player in your high school, you know, the star football player. Okay, look, he's handsome, but there's a slight possibility. I see the competition out here.
That don't even matter because we've been around some comedians and I'm like, this dude looks like soap. Don't even want to be in a relationship with him, and they're getting ass on the road, which is insane. But like, when you're an athlete, you're traveling, you're away from home a lot. If getting in a relationship with an athlete, like I've heard rumors of, like, you know, LeBron James and all these people. I think Dwayne Wade got caught.
He would never do that to Savannah.
First of all, who wants to have sex with someone just constantly dunking? I think Dwayne Wade got caught cheating at one point with Gabrielle Union, right?
Rumors. I don't know. Look.
No, I think they actually like were open about it. I'm not sure if that's who it was.
I haven't seen that. But
it was one couple that were they're both very famous. But don't you kind of expect it? This whatever it must have been grave enough for Shakira to be like, I'm done. Also, Shakira, why ain't you getting some side dick, bro?
I mean, I'm sure it's accessible to you.
Bro, are you kidding me? Shakira got to have wild groupies just in this chat.
I mean, look, I'm a huge fan of Shakira, like, since I was probably...
We just talked about side dick, bro. He's about to get married. Shakira, get out.
Shakira, why don't you ruin my marriage?
But just before...
she'll understand. She'll have to.
It's Shakira.
Huge fan of Shakira. The first album that I really, really fell in love with, Donde Están Los Ladrones.
That's the rock album when she had the red hair, right? Like when she was a teen star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was her second album.
I think she had the red hair.
It was like purple or something like that. It wasn't... whatever, who cares? But that album, if you haven't listened to that album, and whether you speak Spanish or not, it's one of the greatest albums I ever made. I'm not even exaggerating. It's so good.
I feel like he's exaggerating a little.
Not one bit. It is absolutely beautiful. All the songs have like, because she's Colombian and Lebanese. So there's a lot of influence of like Lebanese music in some of the songs. She's a great singer-songwriter. Huge fan. And then... So everybody,
a nice cold brew said Shakira refused to transfer to Cuckfield FC.
I'm sure it was like a hefty transfer fee. I don't know why.
Oh, the offers that were made.
So a huge fan. I think when I see stuff like this, especially with like celebrity couples, I don't know, nothing's really surprising anymore. A lot of the questions online are like, how could he do this?
Right.
What an idiot. It's Shakira. But like we've seen, this is a common thing.
Yeah, this is, look.
It's just when you get to a level of success and wealth, this is my theory. I think when people get so famous and wealthy, nothing is like the normal things that in life that normal people enjoy are boring.
What if we're being stupid right now? What if we're not putting the two obvious things together? What if PK cheated on Shakira with Jordan Huitema?
No, that's not a...
What if that's it, dude?
Why?
What if the reason Alfonso Davies is single right now, also a musician,
right?
And the reason Shakira is single right now, a musician, is because both of their significant others were together.
Okay, see, this is how things devolve into, you know, like this is when people start to shut the podcast off. This is when it becomes 10 times less funny. When Alexis's ridiculous ideas.
When am I here thinking about what might actually be happening?
I mean, why try to have a rational discussion.
Bro, infidelities, bro. What if they merge into one big infidelity?
There is. I mean, even with
Infidorgy, dog.
with Jordan Huitema, there's a clip going around of her, somebody asking her about.
Full blown blushing.
Yeah, about Mbappe.
You know what? Gushing. And I mean that in not the way you think I would mean it normally, but just more than a blush. She kind of like went like, oh my God.
She got giddy when somebody asked her about Mbappe. And then there's the clip that went around when she met Mbappe.
They both played for PSG.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it was the first time she met him.
She seemed like she was starstruck.
Yeah. And
at meeting him. And then when she walked away, he verified. he verified the equipment.
Yeah, he went. He was like, okay, Alfonso Day, I see what you're doing.
Damn, Fonzie. mind if I borrow the keys to the whip? No, okay. I'm going to do it anyway.
He's trying to bang on that jukebox, you know what I'm saying?
He looks like he looked down because up was a bunch of squiggly lines, and he needed to look down.
So,
Fanix White said Alexis Guerrero's private detective.
So this is the thing with this.
She called Davies with his Elden Ring.
So this is the problem. This is the main issue. Christopher said, no, Christian, let the nonsensical speak. Which is great.
No one comes here for generic conversation.
This is the thing.
Maybe Jordan Huitema, maybe we're thinking about this all wrong by thinking it was Mbappe. Maybe she took the train, which is 2 hours from Paris to Barcelona, and the train continued once she got there.
Huh? Okay. I mean, this is, I'm too mature to talk about a person that way, but, you know, this is where.
Okay. Well, at least one of us isn't.
there's a healthy balance on this program.
Point counterpoint.
But this is what I guess maybe this. I'm joking about that. But maybe I feel like I'm too mature to when you see the comment section. There's a picture of. Let me see if I can pull it up. Gavi played for Spain the other day.
He scored a bunch.
Either he scored a goal, got an assist, or something like that. But this
the comment section
is brutal for this. This kid is 17 years old.
I have it pulled up. So it's if you go to FC Barcelona's
on Instagram.
On Instagram, 17 years old, 304 days. Gavi becomes the youngest player to score for the Selección Española, and the first comment is Papi Gavi, ? Regular comment. Second one is PK must be proud of him. Next comment is PK orgulloso, means proud.
Proud.
Diego Frantoni says, Papa PK is very happy. Gavi scores and PK too. PK is proud of him. Messi goals made in Barcelona. And it keeps going. PK gal. Stop looking at boobs, somebody said, which is clearly a bot. PK son. So this is not going to go away.
So this is, and there's a photo of him. I'll look for it in a second, but there's a photo of him like angry at another player. And I think this was posted on, it might have been ESPN FC.
Someone tags Gerard Piqué and says, look at your son.
So this is where it goes from being like a funny little rumor to like, bro, this kid is 17 years old. People are talking about his mom relentlessly. Whether it did or didn't happen, it almost doesn't even matter if it did or didn't happen. Now that the rumor has life to it, it is just an endless barrage of whether it's going to be players on the pitch, because it looks like he's angry at a player on the pitch. So everybody in the comment section is basically saying like, oh, maybe this guy said something about it or whatever. But footballers are they have the same answer.
By the way, if you are for some reason a defender in La Liga and listening to this show, or if you're going to go up against, if you're in the same group as Spain in the World Cup, you absolutely have to use this against them.
Yeah, and look at this. So I found the picture. This is on ESPN FC.
You know what he needs to do is he needs to fight somebody on a pitch. Just to make everybody understand, like, you ain't going to get away with this.
Who did Spain play? I can't even tell. That's Switzerland. Oh, is that Switzerland? I can't tell who they played. But look at his face.
Yeah.
Look at his face there. So look, I don't even have to scroll down the comments here. You know what it says.
He's not even looking at the comments. I guarantee you we all know what it says.
We know exactly what the comments say. So I feel bad for the young man. I mean.
Por qué BK? BK, BK. Bleake. Like.
Okay. All right.
The chat is hilarious.
It's coming back.
So this poor kid. Yeah, I feel bad. But at the same time, like, bro, you got nobody to blame besides your mother, bro.
But what?
And by the way, this has not been confirmed.
It's all alleged. Allegedly. We don't know. But
I wonder what started the rumor. Was it just someone who was into Gavi's mom and was like, oh, I bet you it was. Or did something happen between her and PK previously? Was there like maybe a hug that went on a little too long?
I don't know. I mean, there's all I saw was a photo where somebody like pointed her out or whatever. But
there's like one photo of Gavi hugging her. I think that's the only photo I've ever seen of her.
See, but this is the thing. It's like when
Gerard Piqué seen more of her.
When Shakira and when there's a breakup of this magnitude, which this is like, this is global news. This is not just sports news anymore.
This was probably the first thing that was talked about, the top news item in all of Colombia.
Right, and you know it's legit, especially in the U.S., when the headlines are Shakira breaks up with soccer player boyfriend.
Yeah.
They didn't even say his name. You know his
also,
name.
Not even husband, bro.
Not husband. Yeah, they've been together 12 years, but not married.
Reese Witherspoon, the owner of the Tennessee Titans soccer team. She was asked for a comment. That's how important this was.
So, yeah.
Here's what I do know. Is Shakira's next album is going to be fire.
Bro, it is absolute Taylor Swift vibes.
Bro,
gonna be
and
incredible.
Also the outfits and the videos, everything's going to be brazy. Because she got no reason to hold back.
So
imagine it's just her beating up on a fictional player.
The main thing is when there's a breakup of this magnitude, the world wants to know why. And so this is why, whether, I don't know if
they will find out why.
They'll find out why or create a reason why, or if a rumor has some life, they'll go with it.
Yeah.
Because.
Especially in Latin America where rumors are facts.
Yes, yeah.
If enough people say it, whatever. Put it in the history book.
That's the saying, right? A lie is as good as the truth if somebody believes it. That's kind of where we are with this.
What? Confucius? What'd you just say?
That's a common saying. You must have not. A lie is as good as the truth if somebody believes it. So that's why.
Whatever the market will bear. Over
yeah,
here.
Dude.
Okay.
So
we both have said cliches. Mine was, if you want to keep a man, keep his stomach full and his balls empty. And you said some inspirational shit about lies, dude. Crazy. It just goes to show what both of us pay attention to.
Okay. Alexis looks at Playboys. I read the article.
Oh, there's words in there. Shakira gonna put a song on a new album called BK's Elder Ring.
Oh my goodness.
BK has a thing for older women. Shakira is 10 years older than him.
Right.
I think Gavi's mom is his age.
Gavi's 17, so his mom has to be early 30s, late 20s.
Let's say she had him at 20, she would be 37. Yeah, so
okay.
Got to be somewhere in that range.
So look, it's all, you know.
Jamal said, the source for the Gavi's mom story is Mbappe. You see, now we're putting it all together, Jamal.
It all makes sense.
Right? Okay. Jamal is thinking outside the box, which is where PK should have been. Maybe they wouldn't have a penalty right now. You know what I mean? Maybe he wouldn't be getting a red card from
so
his
I feel
wife.
Bad. Look, look, have fun with it. Look, at the end of the day, they'll both be fine. Obviously, they do have two children. So, you know, obviously it's a little messy, no pun intended, but, you know, life goes on.
A little messy. Ba-dum-bum.
Okay, so.
She needs to drop the World Cup Shakira remix. SKC
Justin
Fan TV.
I said, yeah, late 20s, Christian, did she have him when she was 12? I don't know. I don't know how babies work, guys.
He has no goal. He about to learn that Elden Ring next week. Gavi's mom ain't fire at all. She is mid no offense.
Okay, I'm glad you added the no offense there. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what's funny? It's like, I forgot you were from England until you said mom. But, mom. Let's not rate a woman on her looks, but if you had to, what? No, I'm just. Thank you, Gavi Piqué Jr.
Look, people have their own reasons for doing whatever. If you want to step outside of your relationship, like, I mean, whatever, it's going to lead to some consequences. I'm not going to ask why.
I feel like that's on you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
I mean,
sure. Okay. Maybe we'll learn today that, Shakira's just an abusive girlfriend. Yeah.
Wow. She's older, so she's kicking him. Listen to me, BK.
Little boy. Yeah. Do what I say. Treat her like one of her sons.
You big foreheaded motherfucker. No. I shouldn't talk.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on to some footy. And let's talk about Wales.
We've been talking about footy this whole time.
That's right. You just haven't been paying attention.
Yo, this all matters on the pitch.
Okay. So where to begin? Oh, Wales. Wales defeats Ukraine.
Just breaks the heart of everyone. Here's what the headline should be is Gareth Bale makes Vladimir Putin happy.
That's right.
That's what it should
Gareth
say.
Bale, that's what the title of this YouTube video
have been.
Gareth Bale is a Russian operative.
Yo. Gareth Bale, I had nothing to do with it. It was an own goal by Yarmolenko, right? Your boy.
On Gareth Bale's free kick. I mean, yes. He had everything, everything to do with it. It was a shot, a free kick by Gareth Bale. It was an absolute like rocket, and
it's what Gareth Bale does.
Yeah, and it had some. I think it had a little bit of movement on it, which is why Yarmolenko tried to clear it, but ended up hitting it into his own goal. It was a bummer, especially Yarmolenko had the great game against Scotland.
Incredible game for Scotland.
He absolutely balled. He got that chip over the keeper.
Yep.
And but no, it was the goalkeeper for Wales was Hennessy, right? Wayne Hennessy.
Yeah, I believe so.
Is that his name? I think I didn't watch the game. I just saw some of the highlights, but this is obviously huge for Wales. They haven't been in the World Cup in a long time. They did go to the Euros two consecutive times.
Yeah, they've played well in the Euros for sure. But this is apparently the first time in the World Cup since 1857, if I remember correctly, okay. When Pele was 42 years old.
So the look. I mean, look.
It was Wayne Hennessy, and he played out of his mind.
Yeah.
Rating 8.8.
But this is, look, we let's start with the loss for Ukraine. I mean, the game that they had against Scotland, I thought was spectacular. I couldn't believe how bad.
Also, it made me think that if Ukraine had gotten in the group, they would have been a problem.
Very much so.
Because let's not forget, everyone in this chat pretty much is involved in this because it's England, U.S., Iran, and now Wales. So yeah. This is going to be a big one. This is going to be a big group.
Right. I mean, no, it's same four teams like all the other groups. So It's not a bigger group than the others. But you know what I mean. Alexis, he misspeaks a lot of times.
I am going to put Gavi's mom's phone number in your phone. So, it just caused problems.
So the storyline, at least here, look, obviously Ukraine losing this game, especially after how well they played against Scotland. Honestly, I thought they were going to absolutely wash Wales. When I saw how Ukraine played, I'm like, it looked like Man City, like a Man City team.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even Zinchenko, who was definitely, like, you know, a huge leader on the team.
Yeah, one of the better players on the field.
Everton's Vitaly Mykolenko, I was like, even with Mykolenko, I'm like, yeah, bro, you could do this?
Yeah.
You could. You have these features.
Why ain't you been doing this, though?
You have these features, and you ain't bringing them to Everton?
was it a switch we didn't turn on? What happened?
They were just passing Scotland out of the park, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Scotland also, you know, no disrespect to Scotland fans, but their players were like, all right, so we'll sit back, and then when we get the ball, we just figure it out.
Right.
All right, on three.
Yeah, the game plan really wasn't there. Definitely, look, disappointing for Scotland, but the storyline was incredible after Ukraine won. But they couldn't score in this game. Hennessy, he was a top rated player in the game. Just stop after stop. How many saves did he have entirely?
By the way, Jamal said, "Yay, we ain't gonna see Zinchenko cry after every throw in and full time whistle in Qatar." Thank you, Bale. Wow, that's cool, dog. The man's country is being bombed.
I mean, that's a tad bit of sympathy, man.
Thousands of citizens have died.
Let him cry a little bit.
20% of his country is in the hands of Vladimir Putin. You can't just let my guy have some emotion. And by the way, I've admitted that I don't understand crying. My body doesn't ever ask me to do it. But wow, dude.
Wow.
Jamal.
I mean, look. How many saves? He had 9 saves in this game, which is absolutely tremendous.
Now that this is settled, now that Wales is in, I want you to tell me, how do you think this group ends up? Top two go through into the knockout stages.
Iran's definitely out.
Iran is getting a smidge. By the way, they're all big rivals with each other. Iran has played the U.S. pretty tightly.
Yeah, and there's also the history of knocking them out in the 98 right. World Cup.
You've got Wales and England, always a tough match, right? Nobody likes England,
yeah.
Right? U.S. versus England, we drew them last time we played in the World Cup. Always a tough match.
Hold on, Nick Red just said, it was hard for Scotland to play in those kilts.
Also, who told them to show up on a horseback, dude?
We ain't doing that anymore.
Nah, fam, them days is over, Scotland.
Why is half your face painted blue? This is weird.
Why are you all eating deep fried pizza? I feel like this is not what you do before a game.
You know, the interesting thing about that was that a lot of people were really, the internet was happy that Andy Robertson lost. They lost in the Champions League final and then lost in the World Cup.
Why don't they like this guy?
I don't know why. They don't like him.
I'm always happy when Liverpool loses just because it's Liverpool, you know.
But yeah, there's people find some joy in his failure for some reason. I don't really understand why. As far as like unlikable people, he's not really that up there.
He's up there. Actually, you know what? We should talk about it because we didn't get a chance to talk about it because last time, but it's something I'll bring up in a little bit. Stick around for that. How about that? Ooh, all of a sudden we're doing a tease here. Reminds me of Gabby's mom. no reason.
Why? Why are we teasing her when we know that?
No, she's a tease with PK. By the way, PK is the one who's wrong here. It's not Gabby's mom.
She has something to do with it. I mean, she doesn't escape accountability.
It's 50-50, but I feel like, I mean, much like PK said when he apologized to Shakira, I feel like we're going a little hard on Gabby's mom, and I think we should give some of this some of this smoke towards Gerard PK. Christopher Alphaby says USA top of the group. I think it will be USA top of the group, England, Wales, Iran.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see. So after watching that Wales result, and then also by after seeing
the way USA bodied Uruguay,
but it was 0-0 draw.
But did you see? You saw it on the pitch.
I saw. Yeah, it was a good game.
And that wasn't even our A squad.
And then also against the game against Morocco last week.
All right, that wasn't even their A squad either. But we looked incredible.
Hakimi was there. Ashraf Hakimi was there, bro. That's A squad right there, bro. That dude. He's arguably one of the best fullbacks in the world.
He was probably the best player on the pitch.
Sure. But Morocco, I wouldn't say. I don't think the U.S. had beaten Morocco before. I could be mistaken about that. They were talking about the results, but it's still North African club
from over country there. From over the pond.
But Morocco's a good team. We saw them at the Africa Cup of Nations, and they can ball. I'm not taking any, you know, diminishing that result by any means. That was a good result.
By the way, Jamal and everyone, including Christian, who said it was 0-0, you just had to see the way we played. First of all, it's a friendly. I'm not expecting the score line, but everyone was like, well, Uruguay is Uruguay.
Right. Well, we saw what Uruguay did to Mexico, 3-0 or 4-0, something like that. I forgot the result, but they bodied them.
Bruh, and we had some real chances. We had some really real chances, and we wasn't even playing our A squad.
I don't know about that. It was pretty fairly
a couple players still out on injury. What's his name? Weston McKennie didn't come in until the 70th minute?
What are you considering? If one player is injured of your A squad,
that's
not
your A squad. That's not your A squad. What are we talking about? Your A squad is very clearly defined. 11
I would
players.
Say if it's 80% A squad, that's your A squad.
You sound like an Everton fan right now. You're like, we just need A squad. That's what that guy is. I don't need an A squad. I need a squad.
I thought I thought both lineups were pretty strong for the U.S. And then and shout out to Sean Johnson, NYCFC goalkeeper, got the start for the first time in years for the U.S. men's national team.
And looked incredible, which starts the conversation. Should he be? I've been getting these texts. Should he be our number one? I still think...
That's true. Sean Johnson's texting him. He's like, look, should I? He speaks in the third person, too.
Sean be... This is Sean, by the way. Should Sean be number one, dude? I think Sean should. I don't know. I asked Sean before in the mirror, and he said yes.
What did I say last week when we were talking about... we were previewing the these matches.
Oh, I remember what you said. You said, yo, after the show, do you want to play Elden Ring? And I was like, no, dude.
Finally.
Stop asking me, dude. You're getting married.
No. but I said, I'm like, look, when it comes to the World Cup, the who's going to be actually playing games leading up to that World Cup.
Not us, because we won't play no games.
It's not going to be Matt Turner. He's not going to have many minutes. It's not going to be Zach Steffen. Probably not going to be Ethan Horvath at Nottingham unless he's...
I got to be honest with you. Ethan Horvath, a backup in his own right, playing obviously with some injuries and playing... he played in the FA Cup competitions, but it feels a little bit like he might be fourth in line right now.
I wouldn't argue that.
At the very least, Sean Johnson proved to me that he should be. Just first of all, he's been playing incredibly well. What, 8 clean sheets in a row in MLS? He proved to me that he should at least be our third option. I think he should start at least in the next few matches leading up to the World Cup so we can see exactly what we got. And I got a feeling this dude's going to get an option from Europe pretty soon.
Sean Johnson?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a bit older than some of the
He's what, 28?
No, I think he might be 30 or 31. He's a little older.
But that's goalkeepers.
Maybe. I mean, I also don't know if he'd want that.
He's 33.
He's 33, yeah. He's a little up there. So
also sounds like a movie villain. He's got deepest... Hey, what's up with Sean Johnson? We're like, oh, my God. The call's coming from inside the house.
We did interview Sean Johnson for NYCFC's YouTube channel a couple years, like maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we had there was a great joke about, you asked him about his voice, and he said that when automated phone operators, when they're like, for English, say one or something, they don't understand. His voice has so much
bass. Pure bass.
That they can't actually register why he's actually saying it.
They're like, we're going to transfer you to human, dude, because we feel like you're upset. Turner's still number one. Berhalter wants him to get games but never selects them or plays them. Turner is still the starter. I think Matt Turner has played incredibly well, doesn't deserve to not be the starter. Zach Steffen, there are some questions, and I think we've seen some of the negative effects of him not being a significant starter in big games. When he gets a chance at a big game, he made a major mistake. Not that that should knock him down a notch, but it certainly opens up the competition. Sean Johnson is playing at the top of his game right now.
Yeah, look, it's not the same competition, obviously, but...
Yeah, but people... I would venture to guess that he faces more errant shots because of maybe the level of defending isn't as consistent. So it almost feels like...
It's hard to say that about NYCFC, who barely... especially in this...
Nobody ever even gets a shot.
Yeah, there's Sean Johnson has faced, probably less than 20 shots on target in the last, 7 games.
He probably doesn't want to be the starter. This is too much action, dude. But then barely have to do anything at NYCFC.
Even in the game against Uruguay, he had that incredible... save after that cross. I don't know if we should take more time analyzing the game tomorrow. We can do it today because, we can talk about Joe Scally. He had his first opportunity.
He looked great.
He got burned a little bit.
Yeah, but he looked great. There were moments where he was able to sort of come back. And look, I'm not expecting him to be lights out.
Right. It was good to see him get an opportunity. But look, even with the...
Start Aaronson or Reyna? Great question. Both.
Just fuse them together. Just make it work, Greg.
Just like Gabby's mom and PK. Not exactly like that. Which we'll call it. U.S. men's national team hasn't taken an L at Children's Mercy Park. And as a sporting fan, I'm starting to think it's us.
Okay, that's
fair. Say Tali.
Yeah, we haven't been to Children's Mercy Park. Actually, we love to go.
Jamal says, honestly, USA ain't getting out the group. I'm hearing this from all my English homies. They just don't have enough. Look, I will say on paper, England has a better squad, a squad of better players, I'll even say, than USA. Y'all just don't understand. First of all, I don't even know if Gareth Southgate going to make it. Everybody's calling for his head on the internet and unsure of his ability to lead them into a World Cup. And two, y'all don't understand. When we play you, England, we want nothing more than to beat you.
Yeah.
We show up the same way Scotland would have showed up, the same way Wales is going to show up. You're going to have to play 4 or 3 very difficult matches where we're not. Wales ain't got no beef with us.
The expectations.
We didn't kill a bunch of Welsh people. Our monarchy didn't do that. Y'all did that.
Yeah, we all know the United States have never done anything wrong ever. So.
To the Welsh.
don't you dare look it up.
Just stop right when we say it. Remember, a lie is as good as the truth that's believed, whatever the hell he said. And the balls are empty.
Okay. So, no, look, even even with this goalkeeper situation, at the very least, I do think I thought Matt Turner had an incredible game against Morocco, and even though he didn't have to stop too many difficult chances,
he stopped the chances. But
I thought he had the play, so obviously the U.S. plays out of the back, and when Greg Berhalter first got there, you could tell players, especially like Walker Zimmerman, Aaron Long, they were like, "Yo, what is this dude asking me to do? There's way too many people out here chasing me."
Yeah, Zimmerman's pretty incredible, by the way.
But now you can see how players have adapted to the style of play.
I said this, and people call me crazy that they should, because his system is not difficult, but it takes a lot to understand exactly what's being asked of you, because there's a lot of different variations depending on where the ball is, where the defenders are.
Yeah.
He has a very complicated system. I said that they should be playing FIFA as themselves in that system.
Yes,
and everyone told me it was a
very stupid idea.
But the point was,
whether people who know about soccer and people who are absolute experts are like, this is, they all agree.
This was dumb.
You know, it's like 5 out of 5 dentists say, stupid idea.
Yeah. They all got together. But the point was to speed up to where we are now, which is where players may not have to play in the same system, obviously, when they go back to their clubs. But once they get to the national team, Walker Zimmerman knows what he's doing. Christian Pulisic knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Weston McKennie knows what he's doing. Even players like Tyler Adams, which were, are you a right back? Are you a midfielder? He understands both positions.
That's why I want to give credit to Matt Turner, because I thought he, out of him and Sean Johnson, obviously hasn't had as much time playing, but as far as like what to do with the ball, playing out of the back, Matt Turner is clearly more prepared than Sean Johnson, because Sean Johnson made one mistake, he got the ball back, and you know, the player came and basically hit it out, but he had a tough time making a decision. So in that sense, Matt Turner is, I would say, still the number one. I think it's Matt Turner over Zach Steffen.
I think we got some interesting ideas for who to start in the World Cup in the chat. John Carl Tritt said, start Shakira. She's got fire in her eyes right now. And Chris Matata said, Shakira could solve our number 9 problem. Just put PK in the opposing net. I feel like she won't necessarily understand that you want to shoot around the keeper if PK was in the net. But I also, I also like what Jamal brought up, which I didn't know if you saw this, the article, the headline was, England fans that bring coke, that smuggle cocaine to Qatar, would be met with the death penalty if caught.
Wow.
Yo, Qatar's like, go ahead, have your little fun. You're all gonna die.
Well, why death? But why not a pow pow? Doing all this?
No. You do blow blow. You go bye bye. There's no pow pow. Death penalty.
Well,
for drugs.
This changes my World Cup plans,
bro. This World Cup gonna be buns, dude. Wait, we can't see a bunch of drunk English people doing blow,
dude. I mean, imagine you if you become a mule going into the World Cup, you make billions, dog.
Are we still streaming? Because mine just got knocked out.
We are still streaming. We're good. You probably your Wi-Fi disconnected. Yeah, that usually happens. Okay. S27 said Wales will lose all 3 games. Ukraine would have been a much tougher opponent.
I believe the second part of that. Ukraine would have been a tougher opponent.
I think the story would have been absolutely incredible if Ukraine had won. You saw even the referee was consoling Zinchenko after the game, and because it would have meant so much to the country. I mean, I think it would have right now, pretty much what's happening now, obviously, is like the world is uniting against Russia and their decision to start this war. And, you know, the players, they can't be on the front lines fighting it, but this is their attempt to bring that attention to the world stage. Zinchenko said that we have to get to the World Cup to keep Ukraine in front of everyone's mind.
Right.
So, I mean, the amount of pressure to do that, look, they tried their absolute best, but it's... unfortunately, football is not going to solve the world's problems, but it could help solving them. That's at the very least. Okay.
Where do the English people get their cocaine? It's got to come from Latin America, right? They don't have like a... a different source, right?
I mean, look. I mean, isn't that where it comes from? Everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
There must be other countries that are involved that have the proper climate. You would imagine anybody on that like part of that latitude line, regardless of where on the earth, you could probably.
I don't know, because you need like Amazon.
Yeah, not the service, not the.
Guys, have you been on Amazon lately?
you must got a different Amazon. Like
you gotta do Amazon.deepweb.com.
If you like this glassware, you might like a crack pipe.
Yeah. Hey, I know you're here buying garbage bags. You know what you can fill them up with.
Anyway,
yeah, it's got to be all from Latin America.
I don't know. Ask the English. Anybody in the English, you want to tell us who your dealer is?
Yo, who's your plugs plug, dude?
Don't worry. We're not wearing a wire. We won't tell anybody.
We're holding it in our hands. We're definitely not wearing one. Whatchamacallit? S27, that's not how football works, bro.
SKC, Fan TV, South America, papa.
Yeah. I saw that. Luis Diaz smuggles it to Michael Raymond. He was in Portugal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, okay. So.
Let's talk Finalissima. Did you watch this?
I did watch it.
What did you think of this? It felt like there were politicians held hostage or something. That like the end of this match, whatever the result was, meant like one of them got to live. Didn't it feel weird? Didn't it feel like a movie where they're like, "There's a bomb in
the
stadium."
Well, this was in England, right? The game in Wembley.
Was it in Wembley?
It was in England. I don't know where the game was played.
Nick Red says they use Scottish Coke. That's gotta be trash.
It's flavorless.
It's cocaine. It's deep fried.
the Finalissima. And again, shout out to SKC Fan TV, also AFA Fan TV, who did a live stream. It was great watching the clips of that. So shouts to that man. I hate that I don't know SKC Fan TV's actual name. It's not listed anywhere, but SKC Fan TV, shouts to you.
It's not even listed in FOTMOB.
The game? It must be. Yeah, it must be. Oh, it's not? That's weird. Well, was it a sanctioned match, like a real FIFA match?
It must not be. Anyway, Italy got bodied.
Yeah, it was 3-0, right?
Chiellini's last match.
Last match for Italy.
Wow.
He is now going to, I think we should find out soon.
It was at Wembley, by the way.
It was, yeah. Chiellini's going to be obviously going to LAFC in a little bit. We should hear that soon.
The question becomes, okay, so a South American superpower in their own respect. Remember there were questions about people were saying that it's they were talking negatively about South American clubs qualifying because there's only 10 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Europe. Where, you know, you play little mountains that are called countries. A couple dentists showed up to kick the ball around. You guys are acting like you
deserve to be in a World Cup. Score 45. Give me an award.
Yeah, good job, everybody. High five, and then go apologize to the accountant you just beat up on. But this was... Right. Okay. Look, Italy did not qualify for the World Cup, but they're the Euros. They're the champions of Europe.
Yep.
Okay. I think they went 34 matches in a row unbeaten. Mm-hmm. Right.
Then they got beat.
In the one game they needed not to. But then all of a sudden they come up against Argentina, which yes, it ranked higher than them. I believe they're fourth on the FIFA list, mm-hmm. versus Italy, which is sixth. But this is a South American that only has to play 9 other teams to qualify for the World Cup. Can't be that hard, right?
Right.
Wow, must be easy. You know how Europe loves to believe they're the greatest at everything. They're the best in all of football. They would never be beaten by a club on this side of the continent that's not called Brazil. And they just got completely taken apart by Argentina.
Yeah, it was pretty... I don't know if it, expected is the word, but they while I was watching the game, I'm like, how could Argentinians do this to their fellow countrymen? You know?
Wow, I can't believe Italy played Italy and lost somehow.
It was basically the Spider-Man meme, just them pointing at each other. No,
I had to explain this to somebody that Latinos, like, we don't really, no offense, SKC Fancy, we don't really, we because they don't consider themselves, we don't really consider
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Latino. I mean, look, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm not trying to solve this. Culturally, be whatever the hell you want to be. Yeah. I care less. We kind of speak the same language. That's kind of.
I mean, y'all definitely Italian it up a little bit.
It's yo, not show, not show, but whatever. Kansas. That's just me. Now we're getting into. I don't know if you follow us on TikTok. If you look at the comments on the chicken burger, chicken sandwich debate. Oh boy. This is.
We might have ignited an international storm.
This seems to be what TikTok is for. It's just to argue about very trivial things.
If I say some wild shit about Europe or Latin America, it blows up. And also, you would think that if we're arguing about fried chicken sandwiches, that they wouldn't call me fat. It would be a conversation I'm allowed to have.
No.
They're cool with it.
So.
Shouts to Robert from LA. Said, "Hey, Cooligans, quick question. Since I missed last week's show, is Alexis happy that his ex, Mkhitaryan, am I happy for my ex Mkhitaryan for winning the Europa Conference League? Completely forgot he was on that team.
Yeah,
until I saw him play. I am happy, but the reason I'm happy is because that's the final thing Mourinho is going to do before he takes over PSG.
Oh yeah,
and create the greatest soap opera of all time.
Thank you for the super chat, by the way, Robert from LA. Appreciate it.
By the way, if you want us to read your comment, either you got to be super hilarious, say some wild inflammatory shit, change somebody's name to start with a B or a BL, or super chat. That's how you get us to reach it.
Thank you for the support. And mainly in this game, I just felt like everybody was trying to get Messi a goal. That's really the whole thing I was feeling. It's like everybody's.
Apparently, including Italy's backline.
Messi was taking shots when he 100% should have passed the ball. Right. And I think he got the assist on the Paulo Dybala goal. Yeah. But he had no intention of giving him the ball. It just happened to bounce off of him and it went to Dybala. But look, it's hard to decide
how. Don't worry, he bodied Estonia.
This is one of those games.
He got his.
This is one of those games for Italy. Or Italian fans and Argentinian fans, where they're basically like, if you win it, this is the greatest trophy we've ever won, and if you lose it, the trophy, it's just a meaningless game. It's just a meaningless friendly.
But what pisses me off is Argentina beats Italy, and they're like, oh my God, what a surprise. Argentina, South American superpower, beats the great Italy. If Italy would have won it, they were like, just beating up on the South American teams once again. You know what I mean? Right. That's just what annoys me a little bit.
I mean, I think we should do this Italy, like Argentina kind of thing. What we should do this for, like, you know, have a tournament of like Brazil, Portugal, like the colonizer and versus the colony. I think this could be fun. Portugal, Brazil,
us versus England.
Yeah, us versus England.
Right. Australia versus a bigger jail.
Okay, Australia against Rikers Island.
I mean, you act like I won't show up for that game. You ain't even got to tell the Bloods and Saga. Well, they'll figure it out.
Okay.
Paulo Nelson put Blitalia. And also Andrew Johnson put Booper Bat instead of Super Chat. Did Messi have time for a cigarette or two while he scored those goals against Italy? Well, he didn't get to score. He assisted two, if I'm not mistaken, in that match.
Yeah.
So it's like an Open Cup game. Yeah, it didn't matter. That Open Cup games at least matter.
Yeah, this is the Ukraine Scotland game was on at the same time.
Way more important.
I was watching. Obviously, the stakes were much higher.
Yeah, we did a watch along on the Complex show, and then for the most part, we switched over to Ukraine Scotland.
Yeah.
It seemed way more important.
So, but then the other game Argentina played was against Estonia.
Check out. What? Go to the chat.
What is it?
Look what he changed his name to.
Christopher Bleff. Thank you, Christopher.
He said he's got to head out. Thanks for hanging out with us, Christopher. That's hilarious. Man changed his name to Christopher Beverly.
Love it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So everyone plays England, Spain, and Netherlands, and Portugal. Don't forget Portugal had boats too, you know?
What was it?
And France.
Oh, Kirby D said Mexico versus Spain. A good one.
That would be great.
Yeah. Put some others.
France versus Ivory Coast.
Ooh, I mean, France has to play a lot of teams.
Yeah. France got to, first of all, France and Portugal got to issue a lot of apologies. So does Netherlands.
England, India?
Yeah.
Bro.
India don't even really play soccer that much, but I bet you they come out swinging.
At least, or maybe in cricket. When cricket, that happens a lot. In the cricket, like World Cup, those are already pretty intense.
That would be wild. Canada, England would be fun.
Okay. All right. So, I was mentioning Estonia. Messi scored 5 goals. He scored 5 goals against Estonia in a friendly. And
PK versus Gavi.
Thank you, Joey D.
Joey D.
Look, 5 goals against Estonia is mainly highlighting it because a lot of people have been talking. This is what I hate about international breaks is this is one thing I'm proud of and that we have not become is, you know, and no shade at any particular, like,
soccer. Just say it with your chest.
Any, like, soccer account. And I'm mainly going out, like, going at ESPN FC, which is, look, they're just a big account and that's a big company or whatever. But the discourse that they choose to go for, they're really looking for engagement. So
it's clickbaity. Which you almost got it. Yeah, but it's what they have to do.
But it's clickbait for the sake of clickbait. There's no substance behind it. It is just simply they just posted a picture of Ronaldo scoring his 100th non-penalty international goal. Is this a stat that we really care? And the picture is Ronaldo celebrating, and then his shadow is a shadow of a goat. So what are the comments under that? What are the comments?
Messi's the goat.
Pesci, Pinaldo,
yeah.
Pale, and pa-pa-pa.
Yeah. Get in there and put some Ronaldo in there, dude.
That's right. We need to
get
change.
In the chat, dude.
And that's the thing is, like, we've never, in any of our social media accounts, it's nothing that we post is meant for just solely for the sake of engagement or of obvious conversations. I'm like, how long are we going to debate whether Messi or Ronaldo are the best at this or the best at that?
For the rest of our lives.
For the rest of their lives.
No, ours. Because once we're dead, it's done. The conversation's done.
I'm still going to be talking about it after I'm dead.
Wait till you see my blows come in. What you want to call it? It's one of those things where even when they're done, we're going to hear, oh, you should have seen Ronaldo or you should have seen Messi in their peak.
Yeah.
You know, this player,
it's
blah, blah, blah.
It's so annoying because Messi scores 5 goals against Estonia, and then now everybody's like, you see, if Messi was playing,
which is true,
trash ass European countries.
No offense, Estonia.
Not to the countries
We love to be invited.
I love to be. I'm talking about your football.
Garbage ass football. Look, San Marino. How is that allowed? Gibraltar, however you pronounce it. How is this allowed?
Yeah.
You know,
and the fact that yes, Ronaldo is
Luxembourg, Liechtenstein
has the most goals in international football in men's international.
You know what
football.
I want to see? Let me see if we're gonna do the non-penalty goal. Let me see how many goals you scored against countries that have more than 4 million residents.
Okay. And I score Bruce said we have 2 Michael Jordans playing at the same time. We are truly spoiled. So that's fine.
The problem is it called the discourse. Becomes
see because
like sterile.
The Cooligans account and everything could have easily made the decision and been like, all right, today Messi did this. Yeah. Let's post about Messi and let's whatever. And it would
also should we?
Well, it would financially benefit us to talk about these guys ad nauseum over and over and over because it leads to the most engagement because people want to have the debate of who's better.
Right.
And the fact that soccer and football media leans on this so much is why kind of the discourse feels a little stale.
But that's also because we're not a conglomerate or a blongomerate. we don't have meetings where they're like, engagement's down 4%. We need to make sure we put a shadow of a goat on which players hated the most, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So we don't have that, so we don't have to do that. And I do feel bad sometimes to these major corporations.
They're like in this prison of Messi and Ronaldo. No. They can't talk about anything
else. They can't bring up anything else unless someone gets you know, stomped on or run over by a car. They can't bring up anything else other than these two players. In fact, the way they announced Wales, you know, made it into the World Cup was, what does Ronaldo think of Wales making the World Cup? It's everything is between this filter that they have to do this.
Yeah, it's difficult to be unique in football media.
Yeah.
And also be successful.
But also, you can't be too clever. You have to be very obvious about what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a big thing. It's difficult for us to exist in this space because jokes are not this is why I love everybody in the chat, because you guys get it. You guys get that we can't take this to be the most serious thing in the world and we can have some fun with it. But I mentioned this before about TikTok, especially. TikTok is great.
Well, here's the thing. When you cut our show into a clip,
bro,
even if we have the word comedian listed in our bio, people would be like, this doesn't make sense. There's no player named Ronaldo. You know, they just don't get the joke.
These journalists are stupid.
Yeah.
They make no sense.
And by the way, one of them is fat.
Have you noticed? Can we take a fat person seriously? I guess not.
Not in this sport with that accent. It seems like the only thing they're saying is nonsense for the purpose of making each other laugh. Yes.
Michael Raymond said, the ESPN FC show hate talking about Messi and Ronaldo. And that's not...
Crimson Pizza said, Alexis on the Cooligans Twitter, like, Messi ate St. Louis bagels today. He must be stopped. Again, already engaged.
Bro, when Messi gets... When he is in MLS next year, you best believe those are going to be the tweets, okay? Michael Raymond said, ESPN FC show, they hate talking about Messi and Ronaldo. And I don't... This is an interesting... We know people that work at ESPN. It is actually... There are people that the higher-ups at ESPN are like, hey, you know what? You should probably talk about these guys, Messi and Ronaldo. I mean, they're really, really popular. I don't know if you noticed.
If ESPN, top-level execs had their way on whatever it is, the Stephen A. Smith show, he would be arguing about whether Lionel Messi should play for the New York Giants.
Nothing would make me happier than seeing Stephen A. Smith talk about Messi and Ronaldo.
I'm glad you asked. I was thinking about this the other day. And time after time, I have been told, it's like, how long are you going to take to get... Say something, dude.
Okay.
By the way... How much? What, $30 million a year? What is it? $8 million a year? Something
I think
crazy?
It's eight.
$8 million a year. Shouts to Stephen A. Smith.
Damn, Stephen A. Smith on a DP contract. Good for him.
Someone put a picture of Stephen A. Smith back in the day. He was wearing like a vest and a no collar shirt. Mm-hmm. There was a term that I was about to use, which you don't say anymore for the shirts, collar shirts that don't actually have a collar.
That's Mandarin collar.
Okay. There was another term we used to say that you don't say anymore.
Okay, I've never heard it.
Mandarin is language spoken in what country?
China?
Uh-huh. But how do you say that language in Spanish? How do you say that country in Spanish?
China.
But the collar would be with an O.
Chino?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that anymore, but you just said it.
The shirt, the collar is called the Chino?
Yeah, you don't know that? It was called the Chino collar forever.
I've never heard that before.
Now it's called the Mandarin collar. They just switched it up a little bit. Okay,
But then, how about the pants? We call pants Chinos.
That might be gone too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
The canceled pants. By the way, when I was in England, when Brushy was hanging out with us, we were all going to a nightclub, like a bar that had like security in the front. And I didn't know this. In London, they won't let you in a nightclub if you're wearing tracksuits, which is disrespecting my
damn,
culture.
Bro.
He was wearing a trackie, as they call them. He was wearing a Puma trackie. So the bottoms match the tops, right? So I was like, is that all that makes it a tracksuit? Could you walk in here with sweats? And the guy's like, yeah, you can walk in here with sweats. I was like, all right. So how about this? Me and this dude are going to switch pants. And everyone in the line was like, what? Because I forgot pants mean underwear.
Right.
And I was like, how about now? How about if I switch underwear with this man? Can I get in your little nightclub now? And then Brushy was actually like, yo, dude, stop saying that. That means something different out here. And I was like, oh, shit, my man. I meant trousers.
Damn, bro. Why you got me wearing a thong?
Damn, Brushy. This shit's all the way. I'm wearing them backwards. Oh, that's my fault.
SKC Fan TV said doing a Stephen A. Smith inspiration. Moldova. He's going against Moldova.
Moldova.
Oh my God.
Skip Bayless. Lewandowski is the actual girl. That sounds like a Skip Bayless comment. I've looked at the stats.
So okay, we went into Messi Ronaldo.
Big Soccer
tangent.
Media is trash. This is Joey Dike. That's what I'm gonna call you. Mm-hmm. You're Dominican now. Big Soccer Media is trash. Last word. Last World Cup, ESPN had an actual debate about if Messi would give up a Champions League for a World Cup trophy during a Croatia preview.
It is kind of wild. Some of the topics, some of the angles that they choose to go for. But the problem realistically is that the American soccer audience is so niche that anything you give them, they're gonna consume. It's like, especially from the big.
Anytime ESPN brings it up, it's almost like, oh wow, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like handing, I don't even know what I was gonna say there.
It's like handing something to another person.
Wow,
Alexis.
Thank you.
I love.
What gift are you gonna give me on your wedding? What do you think? Here's the conversation I said I was gonna bring up later, and this is what I want to have, and maybe we'll end on this, right? Because we've gone pretty long here.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about the Champions League final, but all of you who saw, the part I want to bring up is, and we talked about this a little bit.
We spent a lot of time talking.
We didn't talk about this part.
Okay.
That's four finals that Mohamed Salah hasn't scored a non-penalty goal in. Right.
Okay.
Mohamed Salah was talking wild greasy before the game.
Yes.
Saying this is my chance.
Revenge.
I want revenge. Mm-hmm. I wanted Real Madrid, and he did not show up for this game. You wanted it, and you did none with it.
I don't know. I mean, so the fact he didn't score, Dani Carvajal had him on lock, right?
Remember, there was a period of time in the season where they were saying Mohamed Salah was the best player in the world.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden he's getting put in Carvajal's pocket.
Yeah.
So here's the question I want to ask. Is it maybe time to start saying Mohamed Salah is not a big game player?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel that way to me. I mean,
why?
He has won a Champions League.
Okay.
He has won a Premier League title. I mean, how many chances has he had? Just four?
Two. Because he was injured one.
I mean, he's won FA Cups. He's won, what is it, League Cups?
Two out of the three Champions League finals he started, he hasn't won.
That's right. But to get to the Champions League final,
I didn't say whether he was a great player. I said he's not a big game player.
Look,
how did he do against?
If the standard is, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, then no, he is not a big game player.
I like players who qualify for the World Cup, said S27. Alexis canceling his own comments twice in 5 minutes is a new angle. Wait, what did I say? Oh, yeah, because then I said you shouldn't say it, and then I said it. Good point. LOL was a bad joke, said Esther. I like players who qualify for the... Okay, I was trying to figure that out. Salah out, Pulisic in for Liverpool rumors.
I have heard that, too.
That would be super interesting. And Klopp is actually a manager who understands Pulisic, knows how to play him. So that I like. I still think he ends up in outside of England. But
Crimson Pizza said, you could say all the same things about Jordan Henderson. Christian, look, I think Salah's a big game player? I mean, I guess with the evidence that we have, I mean, it's like I'm leaning towards no. But if I had the opportunity to have Salah on my team in a final, that's I'm putting him on every time.
That's not the point. But at some point, and I think it's exacerbated by the fact that he specifically went out of his way to call out Real Madrid and say, this is what I want. I wanted retribution. Yeah. I wanted the revenge, yada, yada, yada. And then you just don't even show up.
Yeah, and then did you see the comments from Thierry Henry afterwards? He was just like, he's basically like, yo, bro, I don't even know this dude. I don't know even what he's saying.
I've never seen this man a day in my life.
But he said, he basically said, like, if you're going to talk like that, you have to win the championship.
You have to back it up. Yeah. And he didn't. So now that leads me to believe, I wonder what the chat thinks. And if you're listening to this, let us know. Shoot us a tweet or something. is Mohamed Salah a big game player? If you have all these chances to prove you're that guy and you ain't that, and you haven't had any moment where I've been like, all right, in a big moment, in a final, in a chance to win, it happened with AFCON too. Granted, he had a million lasers in his face, but he missed that big penalty. I mean,
it's a pretty big granted, you know? It's not, we should recreate this. We should try to take penalties while someone is pointing lasers in our eyes and see how we can do.
Do you think I could do a penalty without the lasers? What kind of a question is this?
I'm just saying it's with the amount of pressure, it's just such a moot point.
Can we also get 80,000 Senegalese people freaking out?
I just think I'm assuming that the reason you're asking this question is because of the you know, was it Salah wants a new deal. And he wants to get paid like some of the greatest players in the world.
Here's
and
the thing, though.
Currently,
in a competition like the Premier League that doesn't necessarily have a final, I think he warrants that money because he proves on a week to week basis throughout an entire season he's a very valuable player to have. He's a little bit up there in age. He's not necessarily the Iron Man that he was before. It's only going to get worse. Asking for more than $200,000 a week or £200,000 a week, which is beyond what the Liverpool ownership wants to pay. And also the fact that guys like Luis Diaz and all these, you can basically find guys that aren't, you know, your top 20 names on everyone's transfer list and plug them right into the system. As long as they fit Klopp's system, they'll be fine. It's not necessarily a club where you have to have a Mohamed Salah. You don't have to have a Sadio Mane in order to win. They've proven that time and time again by continuously finding people that just happen to slot right in. I think Klopp has only made a couple of mistakes. Naby Keita didn't necessarily work out. Maybe Konate maybe didn't work out. Oxlade-Chamberlain is more of a backup anyway. There's only a few opportunities where you look and go, oh, okay. You know, they weren't wildly successful with this transfer. You don't need a guy like Mohamed Salah. And the fact that in the biggest competition, and probably what means the most for them now is Champions League, right? Because that's such a worldwide win. Obviously, winning the domestic league is massive, but
I would disagree. I would say they want to win the league more than Champions League.
Winning the league is super important, and obviously, when you have a chance to do it, you have to go for it, like they did this year. But I would say Champions League is, if you had a list, the ultimate trophies for them, Champions League is it.
I mean, it's definitely up there, but given that they haven't won, they only won the Premier League once, right? If I'm not mistaken. And if it does...
Oh, that's right. It wasn't the AFCON penalties. It was the World Cup qualifiers that had the lasers. Thank you.
Right, but he did miss his penalty in AFCON as well.
Yeah. Yes. So this is what I'm saying. Maybe he's not a big game player. I don't care, Messi and Ronaldo think, LOL. Salah can be a big game player, but he hasn't been lately. I mean... So do you think he's passed, or do you think he still has that in his...
It's kind of like... I think of Mohamed Salah as like a higher level of like Young Min Sung. Like where... They're like similar types of players, but Son is never in any real situation to like win. The team is not asking him like, yo, you need to show up today so we can win this title. Because he's never really even in that position.
You mean with South Korea?
No. Just in general, as a Tottenham player,
and they're never going to win a trophy.
but Mohamed Salah, you know, I think the success of Liverpool is dependent on how well Mohamed Salah plays. Liverpool doesn't get to those finals, and they don't get to those trophy opportunities without Mohamed Salah there. So look, does he? You know, has he not played well when they get to the final game? Sure, but
so then the question is he not a big game player?
No, I guess.
Cut there, Jamie.
I mean, you're the one bringing up the point. I didn't bring this up. I don't really have a strong opinion on big game players.
So look, what was it? John Carl Tritt said Liverpool have offered to double Salah's wages, but Salah wants more. And by the way, thanks, nice cold brew. Thanks for hanging out. Knowing what you know now, if you are the owner of Liverpool. Right?
I'm LeBron James.
You are LeBron James. You're just dunking, right? Mm-hmm. And then you stop and you ask the question, does Mohamed Salah deserve what he's asking for on a week on a weekly pay basis.
So, and look, I would say yes,
knowing he's not going to be there for you when you need him the most.
just sounded funny adding these like he's gonna leave his family right on your graduation day.
He's gonna turn and walk away when you need him. No, but knowing he's not gonna help you win in those finals.
Yeah, you would hope that you would bring in somebody else that can, right? But I would say Mohamed Salah does deserve it. I mean, Liverpool doesn't get to where they are without him. Look, he scores more than did he win the Golden Boot? No, it's not. No. We got pretty close.
He got. I think he tied.
Oh, he tied it. He might have tied it with Son. You have to. He deserves the money because he statistically brings you. His numbers are just wild for a player. I don't know, maybe his age. He's bounced around teams, but he's been in such a. I mean, he is a Ballon d'Or candidate.
Yeah, he was tied with 23 goals each.
He's incredible. So he deserves the money. It's Liverpool. I think Liverpool can be successful without him. But Luis Diaz has to become an absolutely astronomical player if he's going to replace Salah. But I think Salah's biggest strength is that he's that good, and he's a left-footed player.
Yeah, the left-footed, it changes a lot.
Yeah.
But also, you don't need one player to replace him. You just need... You need the players to score as many goals as he scores. That's
right.
It. Yeah. And also, he did a lot of that without a striker for most of his time at Liverpool. Firmino is barely a fucking striker. Right, you know what I mean?
Well, he doesn't play that much anymore.
Not anymore. But also, Jamal said LeBron owns 1%. That's about the corner flag and nets. own Salah.
I was also being facetious.
Also, he owns 2%. Put some respect on that man's name.
Okay. All right. The main thing you need to understand is that Americans own a lot of English clubs.
Pretty much all of football is owned by...
I have a U.S. passport, so I kind of own Liverpool, too. I don't know.
Bro, it's the United Soccer of America, bro, out there. Also, LeBron James, the news that he's a billionaire drops... during the NBA Finals. What a way to say, oh, y'all playing this without me? Let me remind y'all who I am.
Real cute, okay? You know, I feel like buying the NBA, actually.
How about this? How about I shut down the finals, bro?
All right? Yo, cut the lights. I pay for all this.
This is mine. You out. Get the stepping.
Okay. All right. LeBron is watching Martin reruns on his 13-inch black and white TV.
The National LeBron Association. It's the NLA, folks.
Okay. All right. We'll be back tomorrow live here, 1 p.m. Eastern time. A lot to discuss. I know I saw Robin Seguini mention the Christian Pulisic comments after the game against Morocco. We will get to that. And him being like, yo, where are Americans at?
Okay. You know, this doesn't help what people think about him politically when he says there wasn't enough Americans.
This is, look, he's asking for it, I guess.
Okay.
So we will talk about tomorrow on Shouts to US. So join us live, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't yet. Leave a comment under this video if you're watching, you know, after we do it live. So
S27 real quick said, hypothetically speaking, if the U.S. did win the World Cup, does soccer automatically become the third major sport behind football and basketball? Better question. Question, does the world have to start calling it soccer if we win the World Cup?
Oh, yeah, let's put that out there to the chat, okay? How about that? We'll have a little wager, maybe a little World Cup wager. England, whoever finishes higher in the groups, maybe that'll be the bet.
Name of the sport.
You got to change the name, but you got to start calling it soccer.
You guys already have shows called Soccer Saturday and Soccer AM.
All right.
It's not going to be that difficult
for
you.
It's not that foreign to you, okay?
Also, look how much respect we're showing you. We're saying that we'll change it to a name you came up with.
Okay, so find a new thing to comment on, you know, under our TikTok videos.
In fact, I'm sure this will be a TikTok, and I'm sure we're going to get lambasted for it.
Okay, so it's on, England. All right, so... as always, thank you so much for the support. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans. There's a bunch of fun content there. Our Paris trip for Messi's first PSG home match is on there, as well as a bunch of exclusive podcasts and other fun videos. Okay, you get early access to interviews. If you want to ask questions to the guests that we have on the show, that is just for Gully Squad, for our Patreon members. That's where you get to do that. You know, sometimes when we're interviewing guests, you hear us say, let's take some questions from Gully Squad. That is where we get them from. So
that's right.
Join the Patreon. You will get access to do that.
Thank you for everyone. By the way, football becomes soccer and chicken burgers become chicken sandwiches, says Robin Seguini. I like where your head's at.
There it is. Okay, there's a lot on the line.
Okay. This is important.
Okay, everybody get involved.
Too much butter, says Nick's Red. Yo, Paris got to lose all the butter. It's crazy.
And as always, shout out to OSNYC for welcoming us. Seriously, if you want to play some games, go on a date, have some drinks. Seriously, if you are in downtown Manhattan on Bowery, come through.
If you can see the Manhattan Bridge, you're basically there.
Yeah, man.
Just come by, hang
really,
out.
Really, really cool. Seriously, every...
We literally could see the Manhattan Bridge literally right here. Mm-hmm. And we could see people knocking on the door as if this place is open while the door is closed and the stanchion's pulled.
So go and follow OSNYC as well. They're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, and on TikTok. So go support as well, because they, you know, they made this a little home for us, so we appreciate that. All right, everybody.
And also, we keep teasing it, but we do have some major news. So if you're in Gully Squad, you're going to get a little taste of what that is pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. So
we can't say it exactly just yet, but
big news coming real soon.
You'll be the first to know.
Excited about the future.
You'll be second to know. First, we get to say this next week. Our wives will know.
We got wives.
Oh, well, not you. Not yet.
We got wives.
You got to finish
it. We're collecting wives.
Shakira, you busy?
Okay, there's a spot on the roster.
On the blaster.
All right.
See you guys.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.